This morning is Ellen Potter, the director of the Kemmer Diamondville Community Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Ellen. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Hope you had a good Christmas. Appreciate you taking some time here during the break to chat with us this morning. I wanted to talk about what's happening with the KDCA. And first off, before we look ahead, let's maybe recap 2022, Ellen, and tell us some of the great things that the Chamber of Commerce did in South Lincoln County over the last year.
Well, we did a lot of things this last year, and we're excited to do even more in the coming year. One of the things that was a big success for us is that we had a great tree lighting in December. We work with other organizations like the Frontier Arts Council and Fossil Basin Promotion Board, and we had a great turnout for the temperature. It was like minus 10 degrees, and so we felt that, you know, that was exciting. We also have cut our price down on joining the chamber. We feel that it's more important last year for people to be members of the chamber than not be, and we didn't want money to be an issue. So that campaign worked really well for us. We also have decided that in the spirit of shopping local and including everyone, that we would include even businesses that are not members. So our Halloween business trick-or-treat was a huge success. We had over 450 kids that went to over 60 businesses all through Kemmer and Diamondville. That's just some of the highlights.
Absolutely. Ellen Potter, director of the KDCA Chamber of Commerce, with us today. Busy, busy year. Ellen, what's up and coming in the new year? What's happening with the chamber in the first few months of 23?
Well, we're excited to be still working on our new website. And one of the things that we'd like to get out there to our businesses is that, again, we are including all businesses, whether they are members or not. So if you have any information that is not listed on the list that I get from the cities, from Diamondville and from Kemmer, as far as addresses, telephone numbers, emails that you would like to put on our website, please contact us, and they can do that by sending an email to kdcachamberofcommerce@gmail.com, or even just giving me a call. And my personal phone, which I have all the time, is 702-239-6001. And we will get pictures that they'd like. We'd like pictures. If they're having a special sale, we'd like to put that on there. So we're excited to get that up and running, and we're hoping to have it done by the end of January. Another thing that's happening, you know, we've had a lot of new businesses come into Kemmer. One of the newer ones that it will be opening up this in January, and we're doing a ribbon cutting on February 1st, is Anderson Tax and Consulting. And that's owned by Nicole Anderson, and her business is upstairs in the Quality Realty Building. Another thing that we're doing this year that we're continuing on for last year is that we do welcome bags, and we have three different kinds of welcome bags. One are for those that are tourists that are there visiting in town. Others are those that go out to people who have contacted us by email or by mail saying they want information about our area. And the other are people that are moving to the area and need to have information on the schools and who they go for power and the stores and stuff. So if anybody would like to bring stuff from their business for us to put in those bags, we are more than welcome to take it, and they can drop that off at the cabin. We're planning a business luncheon the 1st of April for all businesses, and there'll be more information about that. We'd like to get all the emails we could from the businesses. Unfortunately, when you fill out your business license, there hasn't in the past been a place to put the email, and it's really easy for us to send out different things by email to our businesses. So if they would send us their emails, we'd appreciate it. Another project that we're thinking of for this year is an electronic billboard that we would put downtown. This billboard would be designed to fit into the historical atmosphere of our downtown, and it would be something where people, where our businesses could advertise their sales or what's going on. And so we're sort of excited about doing that.
Okay. What's your timeline on the billboard, Ellen? Is that something that's kind of still in the early stages, or are you hoping to have that done this year?
Oh, I appreciate you asking that. It is in the early stages. In fact, I'm working on some grants to help pay for the billboard. And we're also offering like 1 year free advertising on the billboard for a donation of $100 or more going towards that project. I believe the project's going to cost around $20,000. So we are actively, like I said, writing grants and looking for sponsors on that. But I think it could be a really good thing for our downtown area, because not only can they advertise their business and what's going on, but we can also advertise festivals that are going on at that time, or classes that, you know, visitors could go to, or, you know, the golf course, what's going on at the golf course, or what's going on at the rec center. So I'm really excited to get that going, but it is in the early stages. So,
gotcha.
You know, okay. We appreciate, you know, any input that anyone has on that.
Very good. That's Ellen Potter with the Kemmer Diamondville Community Area Chamber of Commerce. Ellen, just a final question. I have you mentioned dropping the rates for chamber members. What does it cost right now for a business to join the KDCA? How do they do that? And what do you see are the benefits? Why should local businesses in South Lincoln County become members?
I think that, you know, every county, every town, every city should have a chamber of commerce. And there are so many benefits for that. There's the networking that you get one with another. There's we have a line to different organizations and different businesses and different government groups that can help find small business loans. We have a billboard that's across from the Best Western in town that, if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you can put, you know, advertising on that billboard for little to no money as long as you're a member. We have classes on how to be more efficient with your Facebook page, how to do grants, how to do marketing. One of the things for our members that we will do is that we glean from different areas, different marketing ideas that we can send out by email, so that you have some sort of fun ideas that you can use for different holidays. Like we have Valentine's coming up, we have Easter coming up, Mother's Day, Father's Day. We help sponsor some of the festivals. In fact, we have one that we are trying to do that's new, that we encourage businesses to come and have booths at the festivals that, and then direct people down to their businesses. There's just so many, I can't even think of much more, but that's just some of the things.
Sure.
If you have a business that has 100 employees, it's $50 right now to do the chamber.
Annually.
And it goes down from there. Like if you want to, individual can join for $15 right now.
And that's an annual payment?
That's an annual payment. Okay. And we've done that because we feel like after we have talked to some of our businesses, they're still, if you know, feeling some of the effects of COVID. And so we want to make, you know, from now until the end of February, an opportunity for them to be, you know, to be a part of this group and to more unite our businesses. So we're sort of excited about that. They can request a application by emailing us, calling me, going to our Facebook page. We also have a few board members. One of them is Michelle Muir, and she will be walking around downtown with packets and, you know, calling in and contacting our businesses. So we're excited about the year coming up.
Lots of good things coming. Absolutely. That's Ellen Potter, director of the Kemmer-Diamondville Community Area Chamber of Commerce. Ellen, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk again shortly.
Thank you so much, and have a happy new year.
You as well. Ellen Potter, KDCA, Chamber of Commerce. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.